did you know that cashew nuts start out first as cashew apples? Well, we reached out to a family farm on Kauai, which has been growing cashews for the last 20 years. Linda and Scott Newman operate New Manahui Farm, which is home to more than 200 mature cashew trees. But like other small farmers, they also dabble in other things to make money, like honey and vanilla.
You've got the cashew fruit, and with that fruit, it makes a juice, very high in vitamin C. So then we go, okay, what can you do with this besides drinking it? So I made the jellies, and that's kind of started branching off from there. And then you do process your cashews, and you have a lot of pieces, and what do you do with the pieces? So then you make the cashew butter. And so your product line grows based on what you have on the farm, and that's kind of how we've grown, you know what I mean?
And Scott, talk about what it's been like, because you're far ahead of anybody, I think, in Hawaii when it comes to these trees and what you folks are doing there on your farm.
Well, it's been a process. It takes a while before they get to production level and you get enough nuts to really make it viable for you. And with the value-added products from the cashew fruit, we've been able to utilize, you know, all of our crop. And that's a goal a lot of farmers try to get to. And we're not 100%, but we try to use as much as we can, and we've developed a nice product line with the cashews. We've discussed doing tours here. We're not quite ready yet, but we'll see how things progress.
People ask all the time, and I think it's a good idea, and we put together some ideas, but people just don't want to come here and walk around and look at trees. And because we're not always in fruit, we want to do something with videos so that they can see the process. So we've actually been putting that together, and then I just been looking at some stuff on, you got to get insurance and the logistics of it all, and that's kind of where we're at. How do you get that all started? And but you know, I don't see this year, but I told Scott, I said I hope next year that we can start tours, because people are interested. I get it all the time on my Facebook.
And talk about how you got into cashews.
I happened to be on a trip in Central America, and the driver passed a farm. He said, this is the largest cashew farm in Central America. And I said, cashews? Wow. And then I realized the location was similar to mine here. And I just sort of onesies and twosies of trees, see if they would grow and if I had the right climate, and grew from there. And eventually I grew my own from my own seeds, and just developed the process of harvesting and that as I went along.
And I hear chickens in the background. I remember when I last visited your farm, you had a you had a chicken tractor.
Yeah, I had a couple. I'd like to say I've retired as a chicken whisperer, but they still hang out here all the time.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I have lots of eggs,
they're very useful
to
help develop the orchard. You know, I used them to fertilize and to help keep down the grass and things like that. So they're very useful. And we were going to the farmers markets all the time, and the eggs were a nice product for us, too.
And so have you just been selling your product at those markets or online?
We did up until really the virus, which shut everything down here. And at the time, we were developing our own website because we had people who would ask how they get a hold of us other than a market. And so timing just happened to click in where we put our website up online, and now we're selling right from there right now. And of course, local people ask us, but not at the markets, because most of them are closed still.
Mm-hmm. And then can you talk about just how, you know, you developed the product line?
So, you know, you start with your fruit, and then cashews come, cashew butter, then you've got cashew brittle, and I love to experiment and cook different things. So did that actually. Scott's going, how about cashews and chocolate? And so in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, we need to touch base with the chocolatier and do chocolates and cashews. But that's how you develop everything. What grows good and what can we do simply, easily? And to be honest with you, my products I try to do with local and anything I can from the farm, except for the brittle, which is I do get sugar. Whatever we can develop. So that's how it goes. And then I look and I see, and somebody will go, there's a chutney from cashew apple. Is that something people would get? I don't know. You have to market it. And that's where the farmer's market was good. But that's kind of how we develop it. Then you don't want to get too much ahead of yourself. We added things like dried bananas because we have bananas. And
coconut.
Coconut because we have coconut. And then I'm a beekeeper because it's good for the orchard. So you add whatever honey and cashews can produce, you know.
And which added a line of cashew flour honey to our list of things on our farm now. I kind of tell people I'm a little bit of a pioneer. I sort of use the term, I buddy Forrest Gump my way through everything, but I've learned a lot, and I think it's a good thing. If people want to talk to me, they can definitely get a hold of me. Yeah, I'm a farmer.
People just have to understand it's not just growing a tree. Oh, I have a cashew tree. What can I do? Well, to process the nuts from the cashew tree, that becomes an issue. But here's the fruit, and you can do a lot of stuff with the fruit. So to be a cashew farmer, you have to produce enough to, like Scott was saying, make it viable to buy equipment so that you can process it.
Right, because you've got lots of value-added products that you can sell.
Go from there.
But
yeah.
You need the volume.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so how much of your property is in cashews? Have you added more trees since I was last there?
We've done some more, right? I would say about two-thirds of our property is planted out. I'm developing kind of my own variety right now with some trees I have that I grew, I planted, and they've done their own thing, and they're really good trees, so I'm kind of planting with those too.
And you got those where?
We got a few trees here on the island when we first started, from nurseries, different varieties, and then from that point I've kind of grown my own.
That was Scott and Linda Newman, who operate Kauai's Cashew Farm. The Newmans say last year they harvested about 600 pounds of cashews. They do have a Facebook page and website where you can find out about their products. For links to find out more, head to our website. Tomorrow, we'll be showcasing an Oahu farmer who just gave away 1,500 cashew seeds.